I think you're really underestimating the broad sexual appeal that I have.
Now that is an introduction. This is Raheem Ann Harris with Mark Grody on 670 The Score, and we go to our Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. Happy Charge Day. Paul Charchian joins us now to talk fantasy football. Charge, we're happy to have you.
I'm so happy to be here. Another year on The Score. I get to talk to you guys every week. It's the best. And we get to find out now if all our fantasy drafts, we all love our teams right now, but starting in about 9 hours, half of us are going to be like, oh, what have I done?
Nah. Joe Burrow is my quarterback. I'm not worried. They play the Browns week one. I'm good. I'm good on that charge.
He's even wearing orange.
Oh, you feel pretty
today.
Good about the Bengals in early games of the season?
Yeah, against the Browns, yes. Against anybody else, probably not. If it was like the Saints, the Browns, I can't think of another really, really bad team. But those two, I feel very good about that. But tell us, because this is like that time when people are trying to figure out, okay, if I can make one more ad. So the player who went undrafted in your league who you need to get right now that is probably still out there for week one is who?
Marshall, the guy that went undrafted that you want to go get now is in Washington, running back Chris Rodriguez. And I know listeners are like, who's Chris Rodriguez? He is the third year back. That's the big physical back out of their backfield. And now they drafted another kid named Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, who went in the seventh round, and he's been rocketing up the draft boards. He went up 100 picks over the course of August. But I think Chris Rodriguez is going to be the goal line back, and I think the veteran has the edge here over the rookie. Austin Eckler will remain the pass-catching back for Washington. But Chris Rodriguez, nobody knows him, but I believe he will be the starter. He's averaged 4.8 yards per carry, 4.9 yards per carry over his 2 years in the league, and he only had 35 rushes last year, but among players with 35 rushes last year, he was number one in broken tackle rate. So let's go get Chris Rodriguez and throw that dart. Whoever you picked on the last pick of your draft, drop that guy and pick up Chris Rodriguez.
This is why we have you on, Charge. He is the owner of the Guillotine Leagues on FantasyLive.com, the host of the Fantasy Football Weekly podcast, and he drops a lot of nuggets on @PaulCharchian on X as well. So the first round player who saw his draft stock fall the farthest is who, do you think?
It's Devon Achane. And a month ago, Achane, this is Miami Dolphins' leading runner. He was running back 10 in fantasy last year. He was good. PPR wizard, 80 receptions. That was fantastic. But there's so many negative variables with the Dolphins. You got the bad offensive line. You've got Achane's history of injury, which college, his rookie year, all kinds of injuries. And then, of course, you've got Tua's injury history. And in the five games Tua missed last year, Achane was awful. And now we have every reason to believe he's given up goal line work to rookie Ollie Gordon, who also should have been drafted in your league. And Ollie Gordon's a big body kid from Oklahoma State. He looks like he's going to be the goal line back. So there's nobody has slid more than Devon Achane. He slid out of the first round entirely. He's now going middle of second round in most recent drafts. And just the mojo in Miami does not feel good.
Paul Charchian on 670 The Score.
So, Paul, okay, so we know that you have heavy Minnesota ties. I know you know what Monday Night Football is looking like.
Yeah.
Tell me something good about this matchup from both a fantasy and real life perspective.
I think there's a low scoring game, so I don't love it from a fantasy standpoint, but I'm going to give you the guy that you want to pin your hopes to from a fantasy standpoint, and it's not who you might expect. And by the way, before we even get into that, Jalen Johnson's going to play, right? He's in?
We get the injury report today, Charge.
I'll tell you this, Charge. As of Tuesday, was it Tuesday? Yeah, Tuesday, it was a no. It was Jalen Johnson basically said if he had to play that day, Tuesday, it was a non-starter. So he did practice yesterday. Okay. The Bears are off today. So I kind of think he will be out there. I just don't know how much. So can't call it right now.
Okay. All right. Well, obviously that would change prospects for Justin Jefferson a lot.
Yeah.
You know, Justin Jefferson especially without Jalen Johnson, or if he's hobbled on this hamstring, you know, obviously game on for him. But let's talk Jordan Mason, the Vikings' new power back. Kevin O'Connell has said repeatedly he is going to usher in a balanced offense. He's usually a top 5% pass play guy, but not this year, and not with a first start quarterback in J.J. McCarthy. You're going to see a team that wants to run the ball more than it ever has in throughout Kevin O'Connell's tenure. And they put a first round pick into guard. They got a terrific veteran center in Ryan Kelly. And then they got arguably the best guard in free agency in Will Fries. This team, they want to run the ball. And your squad was bad against the run last year, 120 rushing yards per game. And your team allowed the most rushing touchdowns, 18. Jordan Mason's the power back for Minnesota. And he's my favorite fantasy angle in the Monday night game.
Wow. Well, hey, Grady Jarrett is on the Chicago Bears this year. So that could make
the
deck. That does help as far as the running game is concerned. So give us the quick synopsis, though, of the J.J. McCarthy evolution throughout camp, like where he was and where he is heading into this Bears-Vikings game.
The big difference over the course of camp, the arm strength was apparent at the beginning for McCarthy. The difference was the poise. Over the course of the preseason, he looked like he belonged at the NFL level. The decision-making got better. Accuracy is still a work in process for him. But Kevin O'Connell's track record with quarterbacks suggests that he knows how to get the best out of his quarterbacks. Now, again, I don't think you're going to see on Monday night, I don't think you're going to see a lot of passing out of McCarthy. I think it'll be a lot of efficient, shorter passes to try to build some confidence with him. And then there's all the tumult around the Vikings wide receivers. So Justin Jefferson missed all of August with a hamstring. The number 3 wide receiver, Jalen Naylor, missed most of August with a hand injury. And Jordan Addison's not going to be available in this game, suspended. They had to bring in, of course, Adam Thielen back. That's a lot of change for this wide receiver room. And another reason why I just don't think McCarthy's going to throw that much in this game. And it's going to be all about Minnesota running.
Well, and also I think I'm trying to figure out maybe if there's a sleeper pick on the Bears offense that we're not thinking about who could really flourish on Monday night.
Maybe
flourish was the wrong word.
I don't think there's a sleeper angle. So look, I want to get your opinions on DeAndre Swift. You may remember last year, and Marshall, you were here for this for sure. And yeah. Layla, you might have been on the show as well. I roasted Swift for the first month of the season because he was so bad. And then he went on a nice little run for like October, and then he just settled into who he is. DeAndre Swift last year, dead last in rushing yards over expectation, dead last in yards after contact, third from last in avoided tackle rate, second from last in yards per carry. I don't see him as a requisite NFL level starter, but he's the starter for a Ben Johnson offense that ran all over Minnesota last year. Jahmyr Gibbs murdered the Vikings. So I'll throw it back to you. What is your level of confidence in DeAndre Swift, either for the season and or for Monday night against a good, not great Vikings run defense?
Let me tell you something. Here's why DeAndre Swift was picked by me in my fantasy draft, because he just kept falling. I was like, oh, this is going to be an easy pick for me, because Ben Johnson, as you said, does what you just said he did last year, and he will do it again because Caleb Williams is not caught up all the way to what Ben Johnson is doing. So DeAndre Swift, there's a date, that was last week, right, where he was the only person that was practicing for the Bears at the position of running back. They just don't have the depth right now. He's going to be the guy. He really is. And Ben Johnson's used him before. I think he'll use him again. I think you're wrong.
Not only has Ben Johnson used DeAndre Swift before, he's also benched DeAndre Swift before.
Yeah, it was on his watch that Swift left.
But he kept him this time, right?
Yeah, he did keep him this time. And I will say that as camp went on, and one of the last camp practices that I saw, a lot of DeAndre Swift, a lot of it in the final preseason game that the Bears played, a lot of DeAndre Swift. So it makes me wonder if we're getting closer to seeing what you talked about, Minnesota wanting to run a lot, if we're getting closer to seeing that from Ben Johnson's game plan, which wouldn't be a shock because we know, as you mentioned earlier, that it's all about running the football to set up the play action and to make life easier for quarterback one Caleb Williams.
Three new interior linemen there, Charge. For Ben Johnson.
Yeah, for both teams. These are the two most improved offensive lines in football, at least on paper. And that part, we're going to see these teams both try to exert their will on the ground. I think for Caleb Williams, and tell me if you feel differently, asking him, first game, totally new offense that prioritizes staying on script. I see Williams being asked to make one or two reads, get rid of the ball. The Vikings bring so much pre-snap chaos, and they blitz constantly, highest blitz rate in the league. I don't think they're going to ask Caleb Williams to manufacture things that happen off script in the pocket. I think it's going to make one or two quick reads and deliver the ball. That doesn't equal a lot of fantasy points, but that's how I see it playing out. Do you see it differently?
I see it that way just because that's what we've seen in preseason. We saw a few more checkdowns against twos against Buffalo, but that wasn't necessarily the case against Kansas City. I also think for that reason, DeAndre Swift is probably number one yard getter for that very reason. I also want to ask you this, Church. We have a game tonight. Reluctantly, I have to bring it up. I too don't know what's going on with the Cowboys running game or frankly any other decisions, but it seems to me like if you have any eagle, tonight is your night.
It is. You're favored by 8.5 points, biggest spread of the weekend, tied for the biggest spread. This feels like it's going to be a one-sided affair. And last year, Dallas allowed the most fantasy points to opposing passers, fourth most fantasy points to opposing wide receivers. So all of the Eagles that you'd be tempted to start are looking like great plays here. And by the way, why does the NFL put this matchup as their signature kickoff to the season? The Cowboys have the stench of death on them. They always have, even going this offseason, even before Micah Parsons got traded. I think it's a weird decision to make this your flagpole
America's
opening
team.
Game.
Charge, I also thought of you because finally the Vikings get some karma for the Herschel Walker trade.
This is... Hopefully the Vikings, you know, someday we're going to live that trade down, but I don't think this Micah Parsons trade is going to turn into that. Although I think as Viking and Bear fans, let's hope that's the case, that this becomes the Micah Parsons trade becomes for Green Bay what Herschel Walker was to Minnesota.
Well, not for Bears fans.
Yeah, that's true. I will defend the matchup a little bit. I mean, obviously we know why the Eagles are there and we all agree that they deserved it, but even people love or hate Dallas, are they not the most popular team in the NFL? Are they not?
Polarizing probably.
I hate saying that because I'd prefer it be the Bears, but I accept that it is the Dallas Cowboys. Right. People love to hate or just love to love them. So really, it's the right team to put on national TV as much as possible. And I hate saying that. But it's true.
They rate at the end of the day.
But the Eagles Cowboys, I frankly think, was a nod to the Eagles winning the Super Bowl.
Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Of
they
course.
Always do this defending Super Bowl champion ring night.
But that rivalry for Eagles fans specifically is a big deal.
It is for them, but we're all going to watch anyway. Maybe that's what they're feeling. People are going to watch no matter what, so it doesn't matter. But they could have done Washington, right? We could have had a repeat of the NFC Championship game. Playing Washington home and away, could have done that. There's so many other better options, but we do get to watch Jerry Jones twist in the wind and a lopsided loss, and there's something to that. That makes us feel pretty good deep down.
I feel like as long as the ratings checks still cash and the royalties checks and the sponsorship checks, you feel me, Charge.
That valuation.
May everybody have good fantasy football weeks, thanks in part to Paul Charchian. Charge, great to talk to you yet again. We are excited to have you here on Thursdays at 11:25.
Thanks, Charge.
Can't wait. Another great season. Thanks, my friends. Bye-bye.
That was Paul Charchian. You know him well. It is a Scort tradition. He is the owner of the Guillotine Leagues on FantasyLife.com, the host of the Football Weekly Podcast, and he helps you out with your fantasy football decisions. Coming up next, it is halftime here in Raheem and Harris with Mark Grody on The Score, and we have more school announcements.
You
just heard Paul Charchian. We got more. Mm. You want to hear our guests for the season? We'll do it next.